Dina Wiese is here of the North Dakota Ethanol Council. How are you, Dina? Nice to have you back.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, good to have you. I want to cover a couple of things on the program today. One is just the overall industry status, because we know this has been a challenging time for a lot of industries in North Dakota, but probably the toughest in the history of the industry this past spring. Is that fair?
Yeah, I would say that's definitely accurate, Scott. Definite challenges, as many industries seen with the COVID-19 pandemic, but, you know, demand just crashed. So, you know, a bit of recovery this summer as people started getting out and about again and started driving a bit more and, you know, hoping for continued increase in demand. But we are heading into winter, and we know what that means for driving, especially across the Midwest. But definitely hoping that it stays stronger for the foreseeable future here.
Unleaded 88 is the cheapest choice you find at the pump. Remember that. And, of course, you're helping Main Street, small towns, and the corn industry, the corn community, the farmers in our state that are corn growers as well, that are selling their corn to the ethanol plants as well. So remember that, ethanol 88, another choice too, as you just do more traveling here. So there's also some different things happening to assist the recovery of ethanol, the loan guarantee program for the industry. Folks taking advantage of that, Dina?
Yes, they are. That was, you know, the state really stepped up. The ethanol industry worked with the Bank of North Dakota developing an ethanol recovery program, and then the Industrial Commission did approve that. It's a loan guarantee program for the industry, so, you know, no direct support, but definitely kind of bridge the gap for them. And, you know, hope that if any future federal relief programs come about that the biofuels industry would be included in those. They have not thus far. So, you know, for the sake of agriculture, which is very important to our state, as well as our ethanol producers, really pushing to get included in any future programs. And, you know, export markets remain important for the industry as well. So we continue to work with the North Dakota Trade Office to try to identify those opportunities as well.
What kinds of things are happening on the research front?
Yeah, you know, the ethanol industry continues to be innovative. It's a very, very young industry, but they're always looking for opportunities. So we continue to for diversification, really. I mean, they produce ethanol. They produce three things right now: ethanol, carbon dioxide, which they're working on capturing to lower their carbon intensity scores to open up new markets, and then corn oil as well, which goes into the biodiesel industry. So they're always looking for that next opportunity, you know, alternative uses for ethanol. There's been a lot of talk about biochemicals, you know, nanofiber work, that type of thing, increasing the usability of each kernel of corn, which would stand to benefit not only the ethanol producers, but the farmers that are supplying those plants. And as you're aware of, Scott, we use around 50% of North Dakota's corn this year. That's going to be closer to that 90 to 100% with the decrease in acres. So, and then again, market opportunities for low carbon intensity scores. Several of our plants are looking at the carbon storage and sequestration projects, which will kind of give them a competitive advantage in markets that want those cleaner fuels. So
that's one good thing about California. They love North Dakota corn ethanol in California. So we'll give them one good thing there. Also, not a lot of time to talk about this today, but on your calendar should be in October, looking for Pink at the Pump, the Unleaded 88 campaign to benefit the North Dakota Women's Way. We'll talk more about that.
Jeff,
we get
back from
Thanks,
Collins
Dina.
And Crocs.